After the Jags had a 17-0 halftime lead, the Eagles scored 34 unanswered points in the second half. Eagles over the Jags 34-17, and plenty of questions heading into Monday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. Let's get right to this thing. Radio post-game call-in show. A lot of folks wanted to assign blame to just one area, but you can't just assign it to one area.
No, but it makes them feel good, though, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, yeah. You know, to get a little bit off your chest. But, you know, but this is a shared responsibility. I mean, the offense, they didn't generate enough first downs in the second half, didn't generate enough of offense on their own. Defensively, they didn't take advantage of two backup offensive linemen in the game for the Philadelphia Eagles, and special teams gave up a couple big punt returns.
Third downs, 2 of 14 in this game for this Jags offense. They won't get it done.
At one point, they were 0 of 9, so it took their 10th one, I think, to get their first conversion. That's not good enough.
Defensively, 5 sacks in the first half. That's positive
yeah,
for
that's
this
positive.
Defense.
That's positive. And what I like the most about the defense is that they created turnovers off of those sacks, but the coverage kind of led to those sacks. Now, in the second half, where'd the energy go? You know, so, I mean, you know, we're talking good and bad here, right? I mean, you got to be upfront about it. And the defense, they have their part in it, too.
Is it something about the three and outs? Does that hurt the defense, too?
Well, it doesn't help them. It doesn't help them. But, you know, as a defense, you go into every game thinking, okay, if we can hold the opponent to 17 points or less, that we're playing winning football. Well, the Jaguars' offense ended up scoring 17 points, and they got 3 takeaways as a team, but only had 17 points. You know, that's not good enough, and defensively you can't use that as a crutch that, hey, our offense is not doing a good enough job. It just doesn't work.
One real positive from yesterday, it wasn't a complete game for Allen Hurns, but for a rookie, an undrafted rookie at that, 4 catches, 110 yards, 2 touchdowns, really great start for a guy who wasn't drafted.
I really like him. He's just been so consistent. He's been there throughout training camp. In fact, he's going to be our guest on Jaguars All Access on Tuesday this week because tonight you have the doubleheader on ESPN. But a very good young talent, consistent all the time, and I really like him.
You know, a lot of folks are all over Chad Henne about the performance on Sunday, but many folks feel the time for a change is now at quarterback. But before jumping to conclusions, Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton says Chad Henne is just one man.
I wish I could say I was surprised by the number of people who tweeted or emailed about Chad Henne. I expected to hear from folks who wanted Blake Bortles in the starting lineup after the loss in Philly. Everyone loves the backup, especially when he's a third pick of the draft. But the vitriol aimed at Henne is stunning. He's just a guy. He's not the guy. We're talking about 57 career touchdowns, 62 career interceptions, and a passer rating of just 75.3. Now, he gave the Jags 2 touchdowns and a passer rating just shy of 90 on Sunday. And he's to blame? Sure, he missed a few, but they paled in comparison to drops by Mike Brown, Mercedes Lewis, Allen Hurns, and especially Marquise Lee on a crucial third down in the third quarter when the Eagles were surging. How about the high snaps or the snap that Jock McClendon never got off the ground? The injury to Toby Gerhart was a factor, but for the most part, the line didn't get enough push in the running game and the backs didn't hit the holes on the stretch plays. Henne was what Henne is, the placeholder, until Gus Bradley decides Bortles is ready to run the show. On Sunday, Henne was actually a little better than that. Look beyond Henne, and you're likely to find the reasons why Bradley's holding off on giving the reins to the rookie.
Thank you, Brian. Real quickly, Jeff, where do you stand on the quarterback situation?
Well, I think there's a lot of moving parts and young parts to that offense. I think Chad's a good stabilizing force for it right now, but at some point it's going to be Blake Bortles' job.
You mentioned
plain and simple.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how that goes moving forward. Jaguars and Redskins coming up. Of course, you mentioned All Access coming up on Tuesday, the Monday Night Football doubleheader tonight. Tuesday at 7, Allen Hurns on Channel 4 with Sam Kavoris and you.
That's right. Tune in every Monday except for this week.
We'll be there for sure. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.